What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Welcome to Street Photography Breakdown Part 19, where we look at five different photographs, breaking down their compositions and how the photographs were made. And so with example number one, we have Palestinian children playing at a construction site in Jericho. And so these playful scenes of youth you'll find when you travel throughout the world, especially in different neighborhoods where these kind of moments are what are most available, right? And so these playful scenes, I believe, can become something really impactful in a street photograph, actually. If you are in a particular place at a particular time and the scene is right, go out there and work it. And so here we had a construction site and children playing upon these cinder blocks, which I believe to be just a very intriguing scene. It's kind of like the innocent youth against this gritty backdrop, which I find to be compelling in an image. And so in the foreground, we have this boy here looking downward, standing on top of the blocks in relationship to this very simple moment of this boy holding the peace sign cut off from the frame. We just have his simple gesture there, kind of from the right-hand side in relationship to the mosque there in the background. And so I was very, very aware of that mosque in the background. I was very aware that I can maybe combine these children playing with the backdrop there on the right-hand side of the mosque. And so that was something I was aware of and made sure to include on the right-hand side of the frame. The rest of the scene is filled with the different boys playing upon the foreground and middle ground here. And we have on the left-hand side, one boy looking up towards the man in the center. Of course, on the right-hand side, another one squeezed in between those cinder blocks. The boy, of course, with the peace sign. And then finally, I want to make sure that we talk about this sliver of the man with the, or the young man with the forehead cut off there in the foreground of the frame in the middle. You know, when you have these dynamic scenes occurring, there's potential to have limbs and things chopped off, but I actually think they can become kind of beautiful, and there's something about the imperfection of it that makes the picture more compelling. And so with the gesture of the peace sign being cut off in relationship to the forehead being revealed in the bottom of the frame, there's some mystery there. There's some more intrigue there. And I think it's also just visually and aesthetically beautiful, where your eyes kind of carry throughout the frame to then reveal the background of this sort of gritty environment of the cinder blocks and the construction site, the mosque in the background. And, you know, you have this like playful moment of youth and the sort of interplay between them and the background, you know, that sort of juxtaposition between the playful youth and the gritty construction, I think can be a very interesting sort of scene to work. And that's what I found when I was photographing here. I found myself at the top of the hill looking down at the city there in the background. You know, these moments that occur in the outskirts, I think they're much more interesting. If you go the same routes, if you follow the same paths, if you go to the busy markets, of course you'll find action. But along the outskirts of the city, I've always found to find the most fruitful photographs to make. And so example number two, we have house fire in Baltimore. Here is a very impactful moment that I stumbled across randomly. There was a house fire in the background that of course drew me into the scene. I remember hearing the sounds of the alarms, the firefighters working the scene, and then of course that smoke is what drew me in. And so on the right hand side, you see the smoke and that light being revealed, filling about one third of the frame. And so that was a very important thing for me to include in the background there. And so I built my composition around the smoke at this situation. And so I filled the background there on the right-hand side with the smoke. And then I related the foreground and plugged this in, you know, these children at the scene. These children are like the heroes of the photo. They're riding their bicycles. They're on the corner outside of this corner store. They're covering their face with the shirt with their shirts. You know, his eyes are revealed, looking out, looking concerned, but looking like a hero at the scene, and almost like he's the person who's coming to save the day at the scene. And you know, this kind of came together naturally, right? I was at a corner, I was at a choke point, and then I sort of photographed the spectacle. I photographed what was available, and these children playing came around the corner at the perfect time as this fire emerged in the background. And so on the right-hand side, alongside that fire in the background, we have a woman who's walking away from the fire, who's walking down the sidewalk, covering her face with that shirt of Obama, I believe, on the shirt. And it's just a really simple moment of, you know, this woman coming down, gesturing, covering her face from the smoke, that elevates the composition so much more, where it just adds more depth and it adds more emotion to the scene. And so not only do I think that you should make a photograph that's emotionally impactful, where this photograph is of a very interesting moment and something strong occurring, but then synthesizing that moment with the formal elements of composition by including the middle, the foreground, the middle ground, and the background, and making something cohesive and easy to read and impactful visually. And so in the middle ground, we have other boys here gathered around the hero there in the frame, and they're also adding to the scene with that face of concern and that face of joy on the left-hand side. And so there's this interplay between the emotions of the children. One's more playful, two are more serious, and then finally the subject emerging from the smoke in the background is revealed from those leading lines we have from that sidewalk. And so as you're eye is guided towards the smoke, you're following the sidewalk to the background. And this is something very intentional that I did at the scene, where I split the frame up with the heroes on the bicycles filling half of the frame on the left hand side in relationship to the fire on the right hand side. And so breaking the frame up this way becomes very simple, and it's, you could consider the rule of thirds, but I'm not looking at life this way. I'm simply positioning my physical body in relationship to the moment and the background to create these frames. I'm not thinking in my head, oh, I'm using the rule of thirds, but that kind of falls together naturally through the way that you position your body, once again, in relationship to the subject and the background. And so we have the result of the photograph, the house fire in Baltimore. Example number three, we have Mimi on the rooftop. This is a photograph of my grandmother in the foreground, relaxing and sunbathing and swimming at the pool of her home. And it's a very special moment that I believe is one of my stronger street photographs. And so at this scene, I found the gesture of my grandmother to be just extraordinary, holding her arms outstretched with her red nails and her red lipstick in relationship to the people here on the right-hand side who are gathered around more family members, my cousin Angelo and Kevin, with the simple compositional decision of recognizing a gesture, dropping to a low angle, filling the left-hand side of the frame with my grandmother's gesture of her hands outstretched, and then plugging in on the right-hand side the middle ground here, plugging in the gesture of Kevin holding his hand behind his back, Angelo looking back at you, and the woman on the right-hand side looking up towards the right-hand side of the frame. And so these kind of visual problems that I solve are very intuitive. I notice a gesture, I'm triggered to make a photo, I drop to a low angle, and I make a picture of that gesture. And I relate that gesture in the foreground to the middle ground, and then finally to the background of the skyscrapers. We have the lines from the fence, the chairs, and we have this scene in Philadelphia on the rooftop with the skyline, and then the small details that fall together naturally, like that cloud casted across that blue sky, the red nails on the hands, the red lipstick, the faces and gestures from the people in the middle ground. You know, these different elements fell together naturally through the way that I positioned myself at the scene. And so once again, I want to emphasize, when I made this photograph, I simply recognized a gesture. I was intrigued by the gesture. But in order to create the photograph that I was looking to create with more impact, I dropped to a low angle and positioned my camera as close as possible to that gesture, filling the left-hand side of the frame with the gesture, relating that gesture to the middle ground on the right-hand side by breaking the frame up from left to right. And then finally, through that low angle, I was able to then have a clean separation between the subjects and the background of the skyscrapers, the blue cloud, and then all the details fall into place. Example number four, children playing in a tree in Philadelphia at Penn's Landing. Yeah, this is a photograph I made during an assignment during the 2016 Democratic National Convention. I was working as a photojournalist at the time, and I had to make some boring photos of some people at the podium, I think like the governor, Hillary Clinton or something. And then I was just at the scene making pictures candidly, you know, just doing my own street photography, because that's much more interesting, right? And so I noticed these children playing in the tree, and that drew me in instantly to make the photo. And so as I saw this child hanging from the tree with his brothers, I had to go and make a picture. And so I'm photographing the gesture, of course, between this boy grabbing the shoe that's revealed from the top middle part of the frame of the young boy who is playing in the tree. And so the rest of the body of this boy in the tree is cut off, and all that's revealed are the shoes, the leg, and then the gesture of the boy grabbing those shoes are what caught me and guided me to make this picture. And so in the middle ground, we have on the right-hand side another brother looking towards that moment. So this kind of, you know, photograph falls together naturally. You know, when I make a photograph of layers at a scene, you know, I'm very aware of how to combine these different things. And so not only do we have the moment in the foreground that's interesting, but I also made sure in the middle ground to include this boy who's hopping over the fence and looking back towards the boys that are playing in the tree in relationship to this man who is smoking a cigarette in the background there, feeling the frame throughout the left, middle, and right. We have so many different elements that have combined here to make a long or a layered photograph with lots of different stories to tell. In the background, we have lush green color. We have the pathway here in Penn's Landing, the benches, which set the scene of this beautiful park that is now under construction and will never be the same. And so that's kind of interesting, you know, when I'm looking at this photograph, it reminds me of what Penn's Landing used to be, but it's no longer like this. All of this is destroyed right now and it's going to be renovated soon. So it's kind of interesting to have this photo of Philadelphia's beautiful Penn's Landing. It's a homage to one of my favorite locations in the city. And so I found that, you know, making a photograph of this scene very intuitively and naturally, positioning the different people throughout the photograph to come together by recognizing, you know, that little detail of the man smoking the cigarette in the background in relationship to the moment in the foreground, and then having to plug these different pieces together came naturally through just being aware of my foreground, my middle ground, and my background, and making sure that they're separated cleanly and organized within the frame against that clean backdrop of the lush greenery from the trees. And so example number 5, another playful scene. It's good to have a couple different examples of the same thing from different locations, I think. In today's video, we have example number 5, the Palestinian children playing at the border of Jericho. And so these children are playing alongside the border here in Jericho, where it's in the outskirts of the city. It's a very rough and tough environment. They're playing against an empty frame here. And so I remember at this empty frame, playing at the scene. I was playful and joyous at the scene, and I believe that's what reflects back in the photographs you make. It's your spirit on display. And so when I'm out there in the spirit of play, photographing youth and photographing these different moments, I'm not taking myself so seriously, and that allows me access and the ability to come home with these kind of frames, I believe. It's more of the philosophy and the mindset more than the technical ability of me making a composition, because there's so much chaos in these kind of environments and scenes. And so it's very difficult, though, actually, the visual game of it all. You know, I noticed this boy initially. He was hanging against this pole, and that's what drew me in to make the photo, similar to the way I photographed the moment of the boy with his legs outstretched from that tree, right? I was triggered by a gesture. That's usually what triggers me. And so this boy hanging against the pole was my main interest, and I made sure to plug him in there in the front and center of the frame, basically, there on the left-hand side in the foreground. You know, and then as I was making this photograph, at first I just had that boy on the frame, and then I was trying to relate that boy on the frame to the background to create separation. And so I noticed this Israeli settlement on the right-hand side on the hill overlooking the border of Jericho, and I made sure to make that relationship of plugging the subject in on the left-hand side in relationship to that hill on the right-hand side and the beautiful sky there alongside the desert environment in the middle ground. And so we have this frame here that I use as a compositional tool to break the composition up on the left-hand side in relationship to the different boys and different playful elements that fell together naturally through me being patient and working the scene. And so in the background, we have a boy who's also grabbing onto the empty frame, lifting himself up. On the left bottom corner of the frame, we have a boy's face who is just squeezing in the corner in relationship to the hands on the bottom right-hand side of the frame that are being thrown up. And it's a very interesting and more mysterious gesture, because the rest of his body is cut off and all that is revealed are his hands falling down alongside the right-hand side of the frame. And so these playful elements combine through being aware and patient and photographing with repetition by working the scene in these particular environments. And so I'm very aware of the gesture of the boy in the foreground. I'm very aware of my stage, of my background. And then I plug those two elements in and allow the rest to fall into place naturally, really. And then you're just kind of there and you're prepared with your camera, ready to press the shutter at that decisive moment. And by chipping away at the scene and being there and being present, you can come home with the photograph. And so that's how this was made. If you enjoyed today's video, please feel free to visit DanteSisifo.com. You can click on my Start Here page and access more resources on street photography. You can also visit youtube.com/streetphotography for more videos like this. If you click on the lecture series in the playlists or my POV behind the scenes of my photography in Mumbai, you should enjoy those as well. And so, yeah, thank you for watching today's video. Hope something inspired you or informed you and will be useful for you to apply to your own street photography journey. Once again, thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Peace.